From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Stocks were down at the open today thanks to the shakeup at one of the world's largest banks, Citigroup. This came after the company said it had to write off as much as $11 billion in debt. Marketplace's Jill Barshay is here with more. Jill, just quickly remind us, how did Citigroup get into this mess?
Alex, as you may remember, back in October, Citigroup was one of a bunch of Wall Street banks that admitted it had billions of dollars in losses from bonds backed by subprime mortgages. In early October, Citigroup said $5.9 billion. Everyone thought the worst was behind them. Well, it turned out it didn't air all of its dirty laundry. What came up over the weekend is that Citigroup now has $8 to $11 billion more. And it became clear that its CEO, Charles Prince, couldn't keep his job under those circumstances. So he's out. He resigned yesterday. They brought in a temporary CEO, Sir Win Bischoff. And what's getting a lot of attention is that former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, he's in as the new chairman, taking the reins to try to fix things.
So what if, let's say, I'm a Citibank customer? Is any of this going to affect me?
Well, the first thing is that don't panic. The retail division is very separate from this investment banking side where all the problems are. The deposits, if you have banking, checking or savings account, they're FDIC insured. The retail branches are going to continue operating as they did last week. The ATMs, the credit cards, everything's going to operate as it did before. The interesting thing about Citigroup is that although it is the biggest bank in the United States and one of the largest in the world, its retail banking division is actually quite small. It only has 1,000 branches in the United States. Bank of America is five times that size. It has 5,000 branches in this country. The retail banking side has really been languishing in recent years. They haven't invested as much in it, and there's been a lot of problems with customer service. In fact, the former CEO was so concerned about it. He used to take consumer complaint letters home with him, and he was known to call up customers and say, "Tell me what happened. We need to fix this." But by the time he left yesterday, things were not fixed.
So, Jill, real quickly, what does the future look like for Citibank's retail division?
Well, that's not clear right now. The losses, the additional $8 to $11 billion, that's going to make it really hard to invest in this retail side and fix the problems it has there. The other option is to split the company up, and there's been a lot of talk about that in the last few days, where they could actually sell part of this retail banking division to another bank. The new chairman, Robert Rubin, is very interested in expanding internationally. He thinks that's where all the growth is. So you can imagine a scenario where there aren't that many retail Citibanks in the United States, but there are in global financial centers around the world.
Jill Barshay of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.